And you're listening to Women's Magazine on KPFA 94.1 FM and online at kpfa.org. Although I'm definitely upset that Frameline has once again ignored our demand for them to stop partnering with war criminals, I'm not boycotting the festival, at least not this year. And there does seem to be an unusual number of good lesbian films this year, especially documentaries. One that caught my eye is Lesbiana, Une Révolution Parallèle, A Parallel Revolution. Myriam Fougère is the director and co-producer of this film, which chronicles the rise and fall of the lesbian movement of the 1980s. Myriam is an award-winning multidisciplinary artist, originally from Quebec City, now living in Montreal by way of New York, and she joins me now by Skype. Myriam, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So I'll plunge right in and ask about the title of your film, Parallel Revolution. Parallel to what?
To the world, to the straight world, to the normal world, to patriarchy, parallel in the sense that we tried to create another world aside, and knowing that this normal life is there, but trying to create something different for ourselves. It was a movement, the lesbian movement. It was a movement that came out of the feminist movement. So we kind of carried with us the principle of feminism and then tried to push the envelope, I would say.
So you've been talking about it in the past tense. And the blurb on your website, which I quoted in my intro, says that the film is about the rise and fall of the lesbian movement. So you make it sound like there is no lesbian movement today.
You're right. That's how I felt when I decided to make this film. And I must say that traveling with the film now made me come out of my isolation and see that you're quite right. There is still a lesbian movement. But when I felt the desire to make this film, I was kind of not connected to what lesbians are doing now and living with, I would say, some nostalgia about those years where I felt like I was in my element, you know, that at that time everything came together for me. I was doing sculpture for women, traveling with my sculpture, meeting wonderful lesbians, trying to create lesbian space. I was part of a whole world that we tried to create at that time. And then in, 2010 or the 7, when I start thinking of making this film, I was kind of not knowing where I was going and not finding anything that was really grabbing me in my life. And I thought that what I lived in the 80s was quite special, and that we didn't talk about it anymore. We lived in this world, this normal world, as if that never happened, as if we didn't try to do what we did in those years. And yes, for me, a lot of it was over. You know, I figured that if I don't do something about it, it will just go unnoticed and maybe nobody would know about what we tried to create then, like Sappho's poetry disappeared. Because like all those feminist books that come out about the feminist movement, they barely ever talk about the lesbian movement and what we did in those years. And I felt this void, and I decided to do the film to let the women who lived through it talk about it.
Talk about some of the women that you interviewed, and how did you find them?
Well, what I did is I went back to interview some of the women that I had met already, because they know where I come from and I know them, and it was easier like that. So I interviewed, for example, Julia Penelope, Marilyn Fry, Nicole Brossard in Quebec, Carolyn Gage, Alex Dobkin, did I say Alex? Sonia Johnson. So I went back to some of the lesbians that had been part of my life then, and tried to find them because we had lost contact. I had lost contact with most of them. And what I wanted to show is how diverse it was and how different we were from each other, and try to see from those women how did they remember it and what was important for them. And my film lasts 63 minutes, like an hour, and there are 23 women talking in the film. So it means I wanted to give an idea of the movement, not necessarily of what was happening in this or that city, but how wide it was and how different, and how, because in every city there were different issues, and for some women some issues were much more important than others. And I also used some archive footage that I had or that I found to bring back the spirit of the time.
I mean, did people get into some of the tough territory of what happened that sort of brought down the movement?
Well, that was always a question that everybody asked me when I said I was doing this film, is why did it end, or why did it finish? And what I realized since then is that a revolution has a beginning and an end. Like, you don't rise up and be all excited like that for 50 years, So the fact that it lasted 10 to 15 years is a long time, really, for a revolution. That's what I realize now. And why did it die? Everybody has their, there are so many reasons. The rise of the right, everywhere in the world, and the economics that, you when you want to change the world, well, you're not making much money, or you're an activist, you spend a lot of your life doing that. And when you hit 35, 40 years old, maybe you want to do something else, or get a job, make a little more money, be a little more comfortable. So there is the economics, and lesbian always being at the bottom of the scale in that way. Another thing was that the feminist movement, like one of the center for this culture, was often in the women's bookstore, which all closed down around 90, or I mean, a few left, a few stayed, but most of them had to close down. And why? Because of the big chains. And so it's all economics and social. And I still haven't found one answer why it ended, but I feel better about the fact that it did kind of last a long time in a way, for a revolution, for a movement that wanted to really change deeply who we are and how we act in the world.
So I see that the film has been screened in a lot of places all over the world, from Korea to New Zealand, Brussels, Croatia, Canada, and not very much, but a little bit in the US so far. So what's been the response?
Yeah, it's been amazing that, and I was lucky enough to get some grants to be able to travel with the film in some of those places. The response is amazing because it's kind of the same everywhere, which is kind of amazing. Lesbians say mostly, they say thank you for doing this because we need our history. And they also wish, or they want it for their country. They realize that they have a history too that's not being told, and they want somebody to do it. And it can be me. Every country has to do it for themselves because they know their issues and their, how it was lived in their country. For example, like about 3 weeks ago, I was in Seoul, South Korea, and it was amazing. It was shown to two sold out, two times, two screenings, one in the afternoon, one at night, sold out both of them, full of lesbians. I thought this is a women's festival. They took my film. Maybe there will be a few lesbians. Forget it. They were everywhere, and they were so happy to see the film. And they're starting. I met lesbians who are doing, who have a video company starting to do films about how it is in their country, in their lives. And what we lived in the 80s, it started for them in the 90s, and they went through the same kind of excitement, and it was wonderful, and coming together of, trying to understand what we want out of life and what is so special about being lesbians, and going through the same, having kind of the same culture. And it's so weird because when you work on a film, you go doing the interview lasted maybe for 3 months, 4 months. I traveled and went to do my interviews. And then I was alone with the material and editing and trying to make sense of all this. And so I was kind of spent 4 years alone with all those women in my head and in my computer. And now it's such a different time in my life to be going out with the film and meeting lesbians now and seeing what they're doing now. And it's opening up something that I never knew it would lead me there. It's like very rich and very interesting for me that what I thought I was resolving my own problem, my regrets and my nostalgia, and that I would finally close the door on that time and move on. But now I'm finding, oh wow, it's so interesting what lesbians are doing now, and that I don't know what's next. And by the way, I can't wait to see it in San Francisco with an American audience. It will be the first time I see it with an American audience.
There's so much to do in June, and the film screens here at 2 p.m. on Tuesday, the 25th, I think at the Castro.
Yes,
So, of
which
course.
is a big theater, so people have to come to fill it up.
But a lot of women who would like to see it just won't be able to make it. So, are there plans for a theatrical release, or how else will people be able to see this great film?
Well, I hope there will be plans, maybe because I will be there and I could arrange different things. But for now, the first few years, well, the first year mostly of a film, you do the festivals, and lots of the festival ask that you haven't released the film anywhere else. But after Frameline, I will be able to show it in San Francisco, and we'll see what happens. I hope I find some ways to make it more available.
The film is Lesbiana, Une Révolution Parallèle. It shows Tuesday, the 25th, at 2 p.m. at the Castro Theater. Get your tickets now. Myriam Fougère, the director and producer, has been my guest. Myriam, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. I want to say too that the film is subtitled in English for the parts that are in French. So don't worry, it's in English.